There are some voices that are so distinctive, so part of our collective musical consciousness, that all you have to do is listen to a few notes, and you just know who it is. And when that same beloved artist does a Christmas album, well, all the better.
It's the time to be happy. Joyful, merry, and gay. Let us all give thanks this Christmas in our own very special way.
Kenny Rogers may have become an international superstar because of the 1978 hit song The Gambler, but over many decades, his fans have developed an even closer relationship with him because of his holiday music. Rogers has been performing an annual ritual for years, his Christmas and Hits tour. He's been doing it for decades, 34 years, in fact, and he's just released his sixth Christmas album. It's called Once Again It's Christmas. Kenny Rogers is on his Christmas tour, and we've reached him. And where else? A casino in Verona, New York. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And you know, this Once Again It's Christmas, it has a special feeling for me because it was written by Don Russell, who was the drummer with the Bobby Doyle Three, the jazz group I was with when I was very young and started out. And he wrote this in 1968, and it sounds like a standard. It's a perfect Christmas song, and no one's done it before.
Lots of people do Christmas albums, but you have made this a part of your career for a really long time. How did this happen? How did you become the go-to Christmas guy?
I've never been overtly religious, but I've always been deeply spiritual. And Christmas gives me a chance to feel all the things that I really feel. You know, and it's a very special time of year. It always has been. When I was a kid, I grew up in the projects. And my mom always managed to make Christmas special. My boys are now 11 years old. And we're not sure what they believe and what they don't believe. So we just make sure they're covered.
This is a song you do with Alison Krauss. It's called Some Children See Him.
The children in each different place will see the baby Jesus' face.
Like theirs, but bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. She has this angelic voice, and she's so in tune, which is unbelievable, you know.
You mean just literally, I mean, she can hit a C sharp like no one else.
And there's no question. And she can do it every time.
There's a great gospel song on this album that I'd like to play. You recorded it with the a cappella group Home Free. Let's listen.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two. Two for Paul and Silas. One for the little bitty baby. Born of the Virgin Mary. Born in Bethlehem.
I know this song, but I don't think a lot of people do. And it's kind of a surprising song to include on a Christmas album. Why did you want to put it on there?
I had never heard this song before, and you know, it's an old spiritual song, gospel spiritual song. But you know, it's funny how fate works out. You know, my boys, Justin and Jordan, go to school, and they're in the school choir. And I went to the choir director, just accidentally, coincidentally, we were talking about me doing my Christmas album, and I said, well, I've got this great song, and I really would like to do it with an a cappella group. And she said, if you like a cappella, you have to look up Home Free. So I went back home and Googled Home Free, being the technical genius that I am. And at first I thought I'd won a house, and then I finally found them. And they were spectacular. I mean, I was so impressed with them, and they were perfect for doing this.
That's how the whole thing started. Way down in the manger. Eight for the eight that stood at the gate.
You have been recording albums since the late 1950s. You have won all kinds of accolades, fans in all corners of the music industry and across genres. But I cannot talk with Kenny Rogers and not ask you about The Gambler. Is that okay?
Sure, of course.
You got to know when the whole
I just wonder if you get tired of it. You know, it's a song that is so much a part of you and your professional identity.
Yeah, you know, ironically, neither Don Schlitz nor myself are gamblers. Don Schlitz wrote the song.
Yeah.
You know, because I learned a long time ago, I can't win enough money to excite me, but I can lose enough to depress me. So I don't gamble. But you're right, it has been a career-identifying song.
Why did this work for you? Have you thought, I'm sure you've thought a lot about this, or at least people like me have asked you. I mean, clearly there was something about this song, but with you, Kenny Rogers, performing it, that just stuck with people.
If you go back and look at all of my songs, they fall into one or two categories. They're story songs that have social significance, or they're ballads that say what every man would like to say and every woman would like to hear. And The Gambler was a story song. The great thing about country music is good story songs, they tell you where you are to start with, like a bar in Toledo or on a train bound for nowhere. And then they carry you on this emotional journey and they leave you somewhere saying, oh, I get it, that was really great. And that's what this song does. It takes you on a journey. And I think I am, if nothing else, a good storyteller. I've never felt I was a particularly good singer, but I am a good storyteller.
Do you ever get tired of people coming up to you on the street and singing the lyrics to The Gambler?
No, you know, I'm in an interesting position in my life in that I sign enough autographs to satisfy my ego, but not so many that it invades my privacy. I'm not like Dolly Parton in the sense that a lot of people think it's me. Some people know it's me. And, you know, with Dolly, you know it's Dolly. There's no doubt in your mind. And that would probably drive me crazy.
So you can be anonymous? You can go out to a diner for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, and I do that. And I sign a few autographs. So what does it hurt, you know?
Yeah. So I have read that you're thinking about retiring next year.
Oh, I've got to.
Yeah.
You know, I can't walk anymore. I tell the people on stage that I had a knee replacement, and I think they replaced the wrong knee.
Oh.
I can't stand. I can't walk. I can't do anything. You know, and I swore I would do this until it embarrassed me, and I'm getting to that point now. I don't like being disabled, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And I've kind of done it all, and there's not many more mountains to climb. And I really, really want to spend this time with my boys. I have a bucket list of things I want to do with them, and I want them to be able to look back and say, my dad took me there, you know, and you can't do that in work.
Well, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you. Kenny Rogers, his new album is called Once Again, It's Christmas. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Come, they told